Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
I see you down there, looking like you need me over there. Come around, but this dance floor is crowded, girl. Oh,
I'm all the way to you, and I swear every moment you're dancing.
Thank you.
Let's go, Mavs. D-Mac. Wow. Happy Friday. Happy Freaky Friday. Happy weekend. And thank you so much for, again, or this is your first time, for sharing a little quality time, important quality time, with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports this morning, this Friday morning. I am Beth. And what's up? Supposed to be a beautiful day here in Jacktown, Jackson, Mississippi. That's the nickname for Jackson, Mississippi, Jacktown. So you always hear me or others say Jacktown, talking about Jackson, Mississippi. I don't know cities. There's Jackson, Tennessee, and there's other Jacksons also. And then there's Jacksonville, Florida. I don't know what their nicknames are, but we're Jacktown. Like H-Town and Sac-Town and so on. Okay, well, I'm still excited just from watching the Dallas Mavs victory parade online and on NBA TV. So I know you all that really attended the event, especially in the AAC. American Airlines Center really had a blast. And it looked like those in the sun, in the hot heat, in the hot sun, had fun also. I was amazed at the ones that became a little dehydrated before the event even began. So you know how important it is to drink that water and stay hydrated. And we get so happy, so important for us to do our best to control our excitement also, because, you know, we can get too excited. I do my best. Because I'm a person, I really get super excited. Like I said before, I'm not the type to really get nervous. I get nervous every blue moon. So I won't say I never get nervous, but it might happen every blue moon, and you know how blue moons are. But I definitely get super excited. Don't catch me without any deodorant on, because you'll find out how super excited I get, because I really get super excited. And I obviously, many of you and the teens and everybody involved this victory are super excited. But I noticed, I mean, wow, how many of you have become dehydrated just even before the event even began. So I believe it was a combination of the heat and being just super excited. So I had a blast watching the event on WFAA.com. I must commend you all for doing such a great job in presenting a pre-show and the parade, and then you aired the entire event at the AC. So that was just awesome. And then I realized that NBA TV was showing the event, so that was pretty cool. When I was I visited myfoxdfw.com and I chatted in their chat room, and my username was Beth Cuban. So that was my username. I had to make a quick decision on a username, because every username I chose was already picked, so I could chat in the chat room. Beth Williams, that's my real name, because you all know I use a stage name also. My pen name and poet name is Miss Beth Nelson. That's because I combine, my real name is Bethany, but I combine my favorite rock group, top 10 hit song Beth, and one of my favorite rock stars, if not my favorite rock stars, Prince, real last name, and it's Miss Beth Nelson. Really, I didn't do it. Just from grade school on up, my friends and classmates and so on always call me those names combined. And, you know, it's just wow. And then also, you know, my band name, my festival name is Purple Bazaar, combination of Purple, Rain, and Love Bazaar. That's not the topic, but I'm just talking and going on because I'm so excited. And again, that song was by D-Mac. And Let's Go Mavs. And before that, you know, that's Austin Brown. And Austin Brown tweeted out that his song, his video, the trailer for his EP and his album, his soon-to-be-released album, has reached 1 million plus views. Isn't that awesome? So congratulations. If he's not exploding, I don't know what, because he's definitely exploding. I love the way he combines, infuses his influences, because we all are influenced by somebody, regardless of our profession, in our work. It shows in our work. But his influences, the way he influenced the way he combined his influences and his own talent is just amazing to me. So he is definitely exploding, and I must congratulate and you all. You know, so many, I mean, I'm amazed at the fan clubs and the fan groups that are out there in the virtual world also. So you all like him and follow him, and then also network with the fan clubs that are supporting him. And I'm doing my best to spread the word about this talented guy, but, you know, his talent speaks for itself. So that's Target Practice that I played before, D-Mac. Let's Go Mavs. And I need to upload and get me a copy of, We Are the Champions, those talented Mavericks. Did they not do a performance or not with Dirk singing lead? I mean, that was amazing. So they've been singing We Are the Champions everywhere. So we are the champions. We are the champions. Ah! But today's topic is summer beauty and skincare tips. And please call in and share some of your favorite summer, all year round beauty and hair care tips. You can call me at 1-714-409-0614. I have created a fan page also for my Blog Talk Radio show, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So I created it, overnight, and that's because I thank you all. I mean, it's a blessing. I thank you all for allowing me to happily made a decision to create a fan page for my Blog Talk Radio show because, my information from my talk show, I interconnect my pages and my work, but it's just time to create a fan page for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So on Facebook, that's what my fan page is for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on my Blog Talk Radio show. And, Culture Shock Entertainment, period, because that's my business, one of my businesses. Image Mechanisms is my beauty consulting business, and Culture Shock Entertainment is my entertainment business. When I first started Culture Shock Entertainment, it originally was named BCW Productions and Management in the early 90s, 91, 92. And I began Image Mechanisms when I was, I've always been an entrepreneur ever since I was a little girl. So after I stopped being a makeup artist for Fashion Fair Cosmetics, I was always doing freelance work and consulting people anyway, just all my life ever since I was a little girl. So in the early, 91, 92, when I was doing a lot of freelance work and also working as a fashion fair makeup artist, I created Image Mechanisms, Image Consulting, So you all know I am a Mark Rep, and so we're going to talk about summer beauty and hair care tips. And I think we have probably about 6 minutes. I seem pretty carefree and relaxed this morning, huh? Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show yesterday as I talked about Empowerment by Mark. I hope you all have visited my e-boutique or visited meetmark.com or asked your respective Mark rep to tell you more about Empowerment Foundation, the charitable arm of Mark Cosmetics. And we have terrific skincare lines, but we are talking about summer beauty and hair care tips. And it's important for everyone, men, women, kids, and all, to really take care of their skin and their hair all year round. Every season, there's always something that we must pay attention to when taking care of ourselves. When really, our personal care, our grooming needs are very important. But it's ironically, yesterday I received an email from this website that I just became a member of called Sparkle People, and it's an amazing website. I recommend you all to join it because it's a website regarding health and wellness, and they have amazing tips regarding dieting or maintaining your if you're satisfied with the weight that you are at, maintaining your weight, just wonderful dieting tips and exercise tips and videos and so on. But I received an email from them, from that website yesterday, and it just so happened about taking care of your skin for the summertime. And so it's entitled Body Beauty from Inside Out. And basically it's information that I was going to share anyway, and information that we all know. But we know things, but do we really execute and do what we need to do? So Body Beautiful from Inside Out something I stress all the time, and you all know that how important water is yourself. Drink plenty of water, 6 to 8 glasses daily. That's important for skincare in the summertime and year-round. Limit your alcohol. That's real important, especially if you're going to be out in the heat and in around a lot, limit alcohol is important, period, but if you're out in the heat, that's not a good mix. And it's amazing. When I first met one of my mentors, a friend of mine, I miss his TV show so dearly, and I haven't spoken with him in a minute. So if any of you all come in contact with him, please tell him Bethany and Jackson said hello. I'm talking about Tony Brown of Tony Brown's Journal. I love that show, Tony Brown's Journal. And I was just amazed when he and I met in 91. And we remained friends until now. But I haven't been in contact with him recently. And I miss his show and everything. So, but some advice that he had shared with me one time, I always ingested B12 anyway, but B12 is good to take if you're consuming alcohol also. I'm not talking about a lot of alcohol or you plan on getting drunk. I know we don't have 90 seconds left, but it's good to take to ingest B12 vitamins if you're just, drinking socially. And, of course, drink a lot of water, So I take ingested B12 anyway, but I didn't know B12 really I work and interacted with that. I just wanted to share that. It's good when friends share real good tips that work with you. Sip green tea daily. I love drinking green tea. I must admit I don't drink it daily, but I almost drink it daily. Avoid simple carbohydrates. Nourish your skin and eat healthy. I need to hurry up. So, again, the show will exceed its time limit. I was a little tardy this morning, so my apologies for those who watch the clock, because I believe in being on time also. I was jotting down notes regarding hair care. Okay, and from haircareguide.com, summer moisture, meaning humidity, like where I live here in Jackson, Mississippi, in the Deep South, like in Texas, like yesterday at the parade, they were in a lot of humidity and heat. Summer moisture, humidity, and summer sun can be very damaging, and that's regardless of what region or what part of the world you live in if you're exposed to sun. Wear a scarf, hat, or cap. I'm going to pause for a second and thank you all for joining this edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I will continue to talk and to listen to the show in its entirety. Please visit blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment -Beth. And also we have new features that I think we're going to start using on Monday. So I'll tell you all more about that. But I'm going to continue talking about skincare and hair care. Okay, thank you, and what's up? What's up? A beautiful day. And shout out to just everybody who spread love and spread smiles to everyone. Love you, and I thank you for your support. I'm nearing 17,000 views at blogtalkradio.com at Culture Shock Entertainment -Beth. And I thank you for my fellow blogtalkradio.com fellow hosts and producers, and the staffers who are so supportive. And shout out to the Mark community, and shout out to all my online friends. Thank you, and God bless, and I'll continue talking about skin care and hair care in the summertime. Okay? Okay, I was at wear a scarf and hat or a cap during the summertime if you can to protect your hair. It's also good to use leave-in conditioner with sunscreen. Also, if you don't have leave-in conditioner with sunscreen, you can use regular sunscreen. It's not harmful. And also, limit the use of hot items like blow dryers, curling irons, flat irons, and so on. And, guys, it's important for you to listen also, because it's important for you to maintain your the condition of your skin and your hair, which I mentioned at the beginning. This is advice for men, women, kids, you know. And you know to also protect your animals. So I need to schedule a show where we talk about keeping like animals and pets safe. But then also use cooler water when showering instead of that piping hot water, because that extremely hot water really does dehydrate your skin and your scalp. So staying hydrated is important for your hair as well as your overall health, because really, I mean, your scalp is your skin. I don't know. Some people act like, you know, your skin is just the visible part, but your scalp, that's your skin. That's part of that's skin. So you take care of your skin. If you have dry skin or oily scalp or dandruff, then you do what you need to do to take care of your scalp and of your hair. And if you have no hair, even people with no hair, still it's important to take care of your scalp, even more important. So also avoid hair products with formaldehyde and alcohol, because those ingredients really dry out your scalp and your hair follicles. And wash your hair less frequently also, because washing your hair like more than you need to. Now, if you're always busy and always sweating and stuff, of course, wash your hair as often as you need to. But if you don't need to wash your hair frequently, don't, because it dries out your hair and your scalp. And also, most important, another thing that's so important, and if you visit my e-boutique at mysmartstore.com /Bethany Williams, you see in the part about me where I talk, one of my fashion tip is to moisturize. So the last tip that haircareguide.com shared is use hair condition daily. So just like you use hair conditioner daily. So that's important, to use a hair moisturizer or hair conditioner in your hair on a daily basis, you know, to maintain its health. And there's some awesome websites that I checked out before I came on the air, and, you know, other stuff that I just know and just visit on a regular basis. Ubeauty.com/hair, that's Dr. Oz's website. Awesome information. Nexus.com, NEXXUS.com/haircare. Hairboutique.com/tips/tip003.htm. HerbalEssence.com/summerhair. And HaircareGuide.com/summer. That's who I just, that's the information that I just shared with you from that website. But I still have some more information to share with you, which comes from a book that I really love. It's called The African American Woman's Guide to Successful Makeup and Skincare. And it was written by a famed Fashion Fair and well-known makeup artist in the beauty industry by the name of Everett Forney. And I'm going to read some information about water, because if you notice, both tips for summer beauty skincare and hair care stress the importance of utilizing water and drinking plenty of H2O. Now, this is a paragraph from the book, and this title, Water, a Key to Youthful-Looking Skin. Even though the outer layer of the skin receives a continuous supply of water from the inner layer, the amount provided is limited at any given time. Thus, the outer layer is often short of water when it may need it most. For example, if the skin's loss of water to the atmosphere exceeds its upward supply, then the skin is in danger of going dry. If you don't use a sunscreen or moisturizing guard, the extreme dry conditions in such areas as Arizona, New Mexico, and the desert in California can have a dangerous effect on your skin. Okay, now that's very important right there. Okay, I'm going to share some water basics with you, and then I will conclude the show. And remember to tune in to my weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on Saturday at 5:30 and on Sunday, the sports edition on Sunday. But we're going to talk about sports tomorrow also. But here are some water basics that famed makeup artist Effie Fournier shared in his book, The African-American Woman's Guide to Successful Makeup and Skincare. And these tips are good for everybody, not just African-American women, but women, all women, Caucasian women, people of color, African-American women. We all drink water. Water basics. Water is something most of us take for granted. Water can keep you healthy. When you are dehydrated, water improves stamina immediately. 75% of your body is composed of water. If you don't drink water during an active day, your thirst increases. Being thirsty and responding to that need for water are necessary so that you will flush your body with fluids to keep joints lubricated. Drink water. Drinking water improves chronic indigestion by keeping food moving through your digestive tract. Water moisturizes the skin, cleanses the pores for a clear complexion, and flushes out poisons. Don't substitute soda, coffee, or beer for water. Medical experts advise that alcohol is absorbed into the skin and causes dehydration. New research studies confirm that water alleviates some asthma problems by loosening mucus in the lungs and curing the common cold. Types of water and their sources are important to know. Spring water usually comes from underground springs. Mineral water contains calcium, magnesium, iron, sodium, and other minerals. Sparkling water is carbonated and from an underground source. Purified water has been distilled and filtered to remove minerals and contaminants. So, whatever water you choose to drink, from the faucet, spring water, mineral water, sparkling water, purified water, drink plenty of it. Stay hydrated. And that's year-round also, but especially during this hot summer time. And I love the summer and love spring and summer, but stay hydrated. Take care of your skin, take care of your hair. And I'm mocha, I'm chocolate brown, but I believe in protecting my skin, moisturizing my skin, putting sunscreen on my skin. And even though I'm mocha, I haven't laid out this year, but I have always loved to lay out in the sun for a little while so I could get that glow. You know how you like to have that glow to your skin? So I like to lay out so I can get that glow and have that, you know, I have a yellow undertone to my skin. So I like to, you know, lay out and let the sun shine, and then I have this, like, refreshed sparkle to my skin. I haven't done it this year, but it's so hot I might cry. So I'm just saying, my point is it's important for all of us to protect our skin, regardless of our ethnicity, our complexion, the type of skin that we have. It's important for us to maintain and take care of our skin and protect it. So I need to go ahead and conclude the show before I'm automatically cut off. And I thank you all for tuning in. And we'll talk more about summer beauty, skincare, and fashion tips. Visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams. Please like my new fan page for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and talk with me and so on. And remember to create your profile, too, at blogtalkradio.com. So when I start opening the chat room up, we can start interacting. And then also you can send me messages and so on. Miss Janice Lewis, like I told you before, the fame, the Well, she and Miss Sheila are fame to me, but Miss Janice created a profile, so you all can message her directly on Blog Talk Radio. But I'll be talking with Miss Sheila on Tuesday. I don't know when the next time I'll be speaking with Miss Janice, but, you know, they're preparing for their trip, and that's just a little over a week. So I thank you all for tuning in. Happy Father's Day weekend. To everyone who's celebrating Father's Day, even those who biologically don't have any kids, because I don't have kids. You all know I have a son that passed away at birth when I was 19, but, you know, people respect the fact that I had given birth and I'm a mother, but there are some guys out there that have no kids, but they spend so much time with other people's kids. You know, so they deserve to be told, and Happy Father's Day also. Guys who are willing to spend time with other people's kids who aren't theirs, you know. So that's really, you know, a plus sign within our community, our worldwide community. So thank you all, and I'll end the show again like I began it, and I'll talk with you all tomorrow if God willing, and hopefully Bryson Murphy, the guy behind the Real Music Group who produces Who They Want, Dallas Mavericks, hopefully we'll speak with him this weekend. He told me that he had a show going on when I was on air, so that's why he was unable to call during the pre-show before the Mavericks game last Sunday. Okay, and hope Reggie Roughneck, I think he is planning on calling in. You all know my friend in Big D calling in over the weekend. I wish one of the players or someone would call from the sports, from my favorite sports team. I guess if I ask, maybe they will. Okay, well, thank you all. And you know to email me at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com, and you know you can tweet me at Culture Shock Entertainment, KultureShockEnt, and at Beth Williams. Tumblr is Culture Shock Entertainment, Beth.tumblr.com, and just on and on. So I thank you for your for networking with me also online and supporting the show. I'm just amazed that we almost have 17K views since March 21st when the show premiered. So God bless, and I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you for inspiring me, and thank you for, helping me with show ideas also. God bless, and I will talk with you all next time. Thank you. I'm just going on and on. I just need to be quiet. But I